Here's a little cut. The Army closed the Airborne Special Operations Museum in Fayetteville just during the week. It's still open on weekends. Small potatoes, right? Well, the museum draws 150,000 visitors a year to downtown Fayetteville. Visitors like Major Christopher Curley.
I just happened to be driving by. It's my second day here at Fort Bragg. I've never been here before. And I saw the flags, and so I had to stop and take some pictures.
Tourism accounted for about $500 million of the county's economy last year. And the museum is one of the main attractions. Business owner John Malzone says visitors stop at his coffee house or have dinner at a downtown restaurant or shop at the Cross Creek Mall.
It's a major tourist attraction. And we downtown count on that traffic. We do.
And since the closure, Malzone says there's been a noticeable slowdown. So that's one example of how even a small cut can affect a local economy. The Pentagon has to shave off $46 billion this year. That's nearly 12% of its budget. And nearly every division is affected, except for troops actively fighting in wars. So the Army has halted training for any units that aren't scheduled to deploy. Malzone says he used to hear the gunfire at Fort Bragg from his home near the base.
It's down to nothing. You don't hear it. I mean, every one of those, that's like, that could be $100. So all of that went away, and it's been gone for a couple months.
The Air Force is standing down more than a dozen fighter and bomb squadrons. The Navy is reducing ship operations. 250,000 civilian workers are being furloughed for about 2 weeks. On bases, most new construction has stopped, and maintenance on buildings and vehicles has been postponed.
Driving along Fort Bragg, you can see a lot of the areas where there's supposed to be construction, like here and here. This looks like another barracks for the 82nd Division. And there's not a lot of people actually working on them. Yeah, now this one here, I'm in front of a building that just looks like there's nothing happening on it. It has an orange fence around it. The building looks to be empty. That might be the new barracks.
The newly finished barracks can't house troops because the base can't afford the maintenance. All of those cuts to construction, maintenance, salaries, and so forth are money out of the economy. The Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, expects the U.S. economy will keep growing this year as we continue to recover from the recession, but by about half of what it would without the sequester. Nayantara Hensel is the former chief economist of the Navy, and she says we're already seeing the effect of defense cuts.
The economy grew only 2.5% in the first quarter of this year. In large part, that was due to the sharp 11.5% drop in military spending. And that is just looking at the direct impact of the decline in military spending. But there's also the flow-through effects.
Flow-through effects like at that museum in Fayetteville. The Army stops spending thousands, but the city loses much more from a drop-off in tourism. In North Carolina, defense is the number two industry, according to government statistics. A report from the National Association of Manufacturers estimates that the state could lose out on more than 34,000 jobs over the next decade because of the defense cuts. University of Maryland economist Jeff Werling authored that report, and he says it'll be a little harder to tell because the rest of the economy is improving.
Employment would otherwise grow, okay? So it's not so much that you'll see jobs collapsing in total. It's just that they're going to grow a lot slower than we might have expected otherwise.
Every single company I know, every single company, and we do business in six states, has been affected by sequestration.
Kathleen Vallant is a Gulf War veteran who runs the consulting business Auroros out of Raleigh. The company looks for waste and inefficiency in government programs. Vallant says this year her company planned to bid on 10 contracts, but 8 of them were canceled.
It's traditionally been 90% of our business, and right now it's maybe 20, 30, 40% of our business.
Larger companies like Northrop Grumman and others have filed WARN Act notices. They've notified the state about over 400 intended layoffs. And these are just the beginning. Despite all its cuts, Pentagon officials told lawmakers in Washington they're still running a $30 billion shortfall this year because of unexpected war costs. And in October, it's the next fiscal year when there are even bigger hits. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.